Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Willow Farm, Roy speaking.
Hi, Roy, it's me.
Oh, hi, Brenda, hi. Yeah, that's a coincidence. I was just thinking about ringing you.
Are you worried about this Sunday lunch with Dad and Vicky too?
Yeah. I mean, it was bad enough when Hayley and I had them round the other week.
You said. It's a shame Hayley can't make it this time.
Yeah. Well, you know, Abby's still tired from school and we think a family lunch would be a bit much for her.
Might be a bit much for all of us.
Plus, Phoebe had fixed up for Josh to come round this afternoon. She's having a few problems getting back in with her friends after a year away, so Hayley didn't want to put him off.
Dad and Vicky didn't mind. I mean, with Tom not coming either.
No. Well, Vicky said maybe it would be cosier with just the immediate family.
That sounds a bit more positive, I think.
What's Tom's excuse, anyway? He's not sneaking off to the flower and produce show, is he?
Hardly. No, it's work, as usual.
Well, Dad would be there usually, wouldn't he?
The show?
Yeah.
And Vicky, throwing herself into village life.
Oh, neither of them feels much like doing that at the moment.
No.
Ooh, is this the famous Roman loaf?
It is.
Very impressive. What an interesting shape.
I'm pleased with it. It was a lot of work, building an authentic Roman oven.
I can imagine.
But worth it in the end. I don't think I'd have got that wonderful smoky patina without it.
No, I don't suppose you would.
Are you here to support Oliver?
Instead of him, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear. Is he ill?
No, but one of his grandchildren is.
I see. And this involves Oliver because...
Good question. Emily's husband's away on business and she's just got this promotion in a pretty high-powered firm.
So high-powered they work on Sundays?
This Sunday, yes. She's been called into some sort of emergency meeting. And she really can't ask anyone to look after a sick child at such short notice.
So, Grandad to the rescue?
Yeah, he's had to go to Bristol.
That's very altruistic of him.
I don't think he felt he had a choice. She was really panicking.
Oh, well, maybe he won't win anyway.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll pass on your good wishes.
No. I merely meant it would be disappointing for him not to be here for his moment of triumph.
Ah, I'll try and enjoy it for him. Oh. Is there room here for Oliver's entry?
Oh, I think so. I'll just shift mine along a little.
There. Doesn't look too bad, does it?
Doesn't look bad at all.
Oliver's pleased with it, certainly.
I'm not surprised. It certainly puts Derek Fletcher's and Neville Booth's offerings in the shade.
Oh, you know which ones they are, do you?
I saw them bring them in. To tell you the truth, Caroline, I don't care where I'm placed, as long as I beat them.
Yes. Between ourselves, Oliver feels the same.
They've been so smug, so sure of themselves.
The judging hasn't started yet, has it?
No, there's about another 10 minutes.
But it's only competitors who are supposed to be in here at the moment.
I'm a competitor.
You've made a loaf of bread.
Doesn't need to sound so surprised.
I think that's very enterprising of you, Jasser. That's what this competition's all about. Encouraging people to have a go.
I don't know what the fuss is about. Bread making. Easy peasy.
Silly to feel this nervous about visiting your own father.
Not when he's given us as many shocks as he has recently.
Let's hope there aren't any more to come.
Shall I?
Yeah, go on then. Okay, big smiles, think positive.
I am.
Roy! Brenda!
Ah, lovely to see you.
Oh, well, Hayley sends her love. I'm sorry that the girls couldn't make it after all.
Oh, don't be silly. All the more for us, that's what your dad'll say.
Yeah. Oh, where is he?
He's in the baby's room.
Can't get him out of there at the moment.
Really?
Yeah. Quite a difference to a couple of weeks ago, eh, Roy?
Yeah. I was just thinking that.
Anyway, come on through. Let's get you a drink.
It's lovely wine, Vicky.
Mm.
Oh, I'm glad you like it. Oh, you must tell Mike. He chose it.
Is he not going to join us for a drink?
Oh, he'll come when he's ready. And it'll be worth the wait, you'll see. So I suppose Tom's busy getting ready for the Borsetshire food show?
Yeah, next Tuesday.
Maybe I could come.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Well, you've got to support a family enterprise, haven't you? Besides, I like my food. Maybe Mike could come too.
Yeah, it would be nice for you two to have a day out.
Oh, it would.
So are you sure I can't go and help Dad or anything?
No, he's just got to a crucial stage with painting the baby's room.
Oh, when did he start?
Got the paint first thing Saturday morning. Been at it all weekend.
Ooh. He's making good progress, then.
Oh, he wanted you to get the full effect. You know what a perfectionist he is.
Oh, sorry about that. I was just in the middle of something.
So we've been hearing.
Yeah, we're intrigued.
Ready?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, then. Let's show you the baby's room.
I don't see why it takes them so long to do the judging.
Oh, there are quite a lot of interest to look at. It's not just the bread.
The fruit and veg. How difficult can that be? A carrot's a carrot, is it no?
Anyway, it's giving you an excuse for a Sunday morning pint.
Aye, that's true. Not that I need much of an excuse these days.
Oh, that was heartfelt. What's the matter?
I've got to find myself a new flatmate to share the rent now Harry's gone. Otherwise I'm out in my ear.
That's proving difficult.
I'll see. It must be the flat. There were a couple of lads who sounded quite keen when I spoke to them on the phone. When they saw the place.
You had tidied it up, hadn't you?
Well, I go for the lived-in look. Wanted me to see it's homely, show them they can put their stuff wherever they like. No pressure to keep things tidy.
I suppose that might appeal to some people.
Well, if you meet any of them, you can pass them on to me. I'm getting desperate.
What's that?
Oh, Jazz is despairing of ever finding a new flatmate.
Oh, dear. Here you are, Caroline.
Oh, thank you.
Jazza.
Cheers, Jim.
Well, perhaps you'd better come along to this comedy evening, then. Cheer yourself up.
Oh, yes, I saw the poster. That's quite a departure for the Bull.
Aye, Fallon's dead excited about it.
And isn't that the day her mum and Kenton come home?
Mm-hmm. She's hoping Jolene will be back in time for the show.
It should be a good night. Rhys was telling me this Tug Fowler's won awards.
Rhys will say anything to flog a ticket.
I think I'm a wily enough bird to see through the hard sell technique.
Oh, so you didn't buy one?
No, I bought two.
See? The Welsh can talk people into anything.
I was thinking I might take Christine.
You think stand-up comedy is her idea of a good night out?
It does us all good to move out of our comfort zone sometimes. Look how enthusiastic Jazza and I have become about baking.
If I'd known it was this easy, I'd have been churning them out for years.
Oliver really got into it too.
Aye. Shame he couldn't come.
Can't believe I'm going to have a little sister. I've wanted one since I was 5 years old.
And in a few months you'll have one.
She certainly will.
It's a lovely shade of pink you've used.
Yeah, I knew that was the one as soon as I saw it, but, well, there's a lot more to do. I mean, the walls are just a beginning.
Well, it's pretty good going, though, Dad. We only started it yesterday.
Well, once we knew, didn't see much point in hanging about.
No, I suppose not.
No, I've got so many ideas.
Well, you were a great help to me and Hayley when we were getting Phoebe's new room sorted.
That was such fun. And this'll be too, won't it, Mike?
Yeah.
Though we still haven't chosen the frieze to go round the room.
How about a fairy story one?
Oh, that's a good idea. She'll be our little princess.
Of course she will, love.
Wow. You might bump into Brenda's feminist principles there, Vicky. She doesn't approve of princesses.
Oh. No, it depends on the princess. There was that nice story I found for Abby where the princess ditched the prince and went off with the dragon.
Honestly, I'd never have thought of that. Oh, I'd love you to help me. Of course, I know you're busy with your work at Amside and this food fair coming up.
First things first, they can do without me for one afternoon. We'll make a date before I go.
Oh, I'd like that. Now, who's for pudding?
Oh.
I still say it's a fix.
I'm not very happy about it myself, Jazza, but I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, come on. Oliver first, Derek Fletcher second, and me nowhere. Where's the justice in that?
I'm disappointed I didn't win anything either, but really...
No offence, Jim, but you were nae likely to. Breed that nobody's eaten since something or other of BC. That's just weird.
It's not weird, it's authentic. At least I wasn't disqualified.
Aye, so why was I?
Because you made your loaf in a bread maker.
Because it was a fix. You made yours in a Roman oven.
I think that's rather different.
How is it?
It's hardly in the spirit of the thing.
So what? It doesn't say you can't date in the rules.
Have you actually read the rules?
No, but I'm gonna. And I'm pretty sure it'll say you can't use a ringer.
A ringer? Now what are you talking about?
You don't think Oliver Stirling actually made that loaf, do you?
Well, if he didn't, then who did?
Caroline. She bought it in, didn't she? I rest my case.
Yes, but... No. Oliver would never do a thing like that.
Would he know? You sure about that?
Jim, Ian would like a quick word with you, if you've got a minute.
Oh, right, thanks. I shan't be long.
Yeah, you think on.
I've just been talking to Ruth. She's so excited.
Is she?
She got a highly commended for her chrysanthemums.
I'm sorry for some.
I'm sorry you were disappointed, Jazza.
I don't know how he even knew.
The hole in the bottom was a bit of a giveaway.
Don't all loaves have that?
Extraordinary news!
Oh, good news, I'm guessing.
Yes, indeed. Ian has consulted the judges, and he's going to give me a special prize. Most interesting entry.
What? No. That's it. This is a travesty. I demand a steward's inquiry.
More custard, Roy?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Mike?
Yes, cheers, please.
I've been thinking. Now we know we're having a little girl, I'd like to tell people that... Well, that this baby's special.
Are you sure you want to? There's no rush.
No, I'd like to.
Okay.
What do you think, Dad?
Yeah, may as well get on with it.
Yeah?
It's not as if it's bad news.
Of course not.
No.
You'll be outnumbered, though, Dad, like I am.
Oh.
Me and a house full of girls.
You love it.
Mike will too, won't you, love?
Oh, yes. Just takes a bit of getting used to.
Why don't you spend a couple of hours at the fishing lake with me sometime this week? I'll give you a few tips.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Oh, come on, you stupid thing.
Now, Christine, are you all right?
Oh, Jazza, thank heavens you've come.
What are you trying to do?
Oh, I was going to leave this armchair out for a charity to collect. They're coming this morning, but they never give you an exact time, so I thought I'd better do it first thing.
On your own?
I didn't think it'd be too difficult. It's not that heavy, but... It was more awkward to get through than I thought, and now it's stuck.
Oh, don't worry, Hen. I'll get it through for you.
Are you sure? You don't want me to ring Jim or anyone?
No. He'll have been up all night polishing his medal.
His medal?
For yesterday.
Oh, yes. His loaf got a special mention. It isn't actually a medal.
You'd think it was an Olympic gold, the way he was carrying on. Anyway, there's no need to bother him. How soon have this shifted?
So, had a good weekend, have you?
Well, would have been better if we hadn't had all them floorboards up.
Yeah. Well, I've been thinking about that. I reckon I've worked out what the problem might be.
Well, that is good news. Now, Joyce will be pleased.
So I'll just get up there and take a look, yeah?
Well, you get on with it. And if it means you can get them down again this morning, you can do anything you like.
Yes, that's fine, Mike. We will see you later, then. Right, bye.
What did he want? It's a bit early for a social call, isn't it?
Oh, he wanted to be sure we'd be in. Especially you.
Oh.
He knew how busy you must be catching up on the field work.
Yeah, well, thankfully, I'm leaving that to Adam.
Oh, you might give him a hand, darling. He has got the strawberry pickers going this week.
Exactly. Bags of free time.
Yeah, once they've gone... That isn't till Wednesday.
All right, no, I don't mind lending a hand here.
Well, I'm sure he'd appreciate it.
Yeah, but he can look after the estate and contract stuff himself. Anyway, get back to Mike.
Oh, yeah. He'd like to drop round about coffee time.
Oh, not all.
Well, I said it'd be okay. It is, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Because I want to walk the shoot with Will sometime today, right. See how things are shaping up for the season, but that doesn't have to be this morning.
And he did say he'd like to see both of us. Ooh, wonder if it's about Phoebe.
I doubt it. She's been fine since she got back from South Africa.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure she's not finding it easy back at Borchester Green.
Why, has she said something?
No, but yeah, I've just got a feeling that something's not quite right.
Well, you think she might have confided in Mike?
Ah, maybe. They are quite close.
Look, stop worrying. It's probably something quite simple. Maybe Vicky sent him round with invites for the christening.
Well, I don't think even Vicky would think that far in advance.
Well, I wouldn't put it past her. Attached to a little teddy bear, perhaps.
Oh, no. There we go.
I've brought you a cup of tea.
Oh, that's very kind. Hang on. Oh, no, that's not Joyce's homemade ginger cake too, is it?
Oh, Joyce wouldn't feel right if she hadn't offered a visitor a cup of tea.
Even when I practically live here at the moment.
She knows you're just doing your job.
I'm trying to. Oh, that's lovely. Just how I like it.
Joyce remembers things like that. She'd have brought it up herself, but she finds this landing a bit difficult to negotiate with her, eh?
I'm sure she does.
With the floorboards still up. Have you found out where the problem is?
Well, I've got a better idea. I've been tracing the pipework back.
And that's at the root of it?
I think so, yeah.
Well, I'd better finish your tea quick then, straight while the iron's hot.
You're a real slave driver, you know that.
No, I'm not. I just want them bloody floorboards back down.
I put some more toast on, just in case you can manage it.
Aye, go on then. You're spoiling me, though.
It's the least I can do.
If this is the least you can do, I'd like to see the bath.
It's just my way of saying thank you for rescuing me this morning.
It wasn't much of a rescue.
It was. I got quite panicked when I saw how firmly I'd got that armchair wedged. I couldn't think straight at all.
Well, I think that was the problem. You were pushing and you should have been pulling.
Yeah, you got it out so easily. You must be very strong.
Oh, you said it wasn't very heavy. It's just a knack.
Wish I'd got it.
I think the toast's done.
Just butter or marmalade as well. It is homemade.
Go on then, if you twist my arm.
Marmalade it is.
As long as that bread isn't a present for Jim.
No. All made by my own fair hands.
That's grand. I'll have both slices then.
Although I suppose that's not strictly true. I did use a bread maker.
There you are, you see. A respectable chutzpah lady like yourself can use one.
It wasn't in a competition, though. Sorry, Jazza.
Yeah, that's all right. It's just no my week.
Oh, you should come to this comedy evening. That might lift your spirits.
Has Reese been bending your ear about that or not?
Jim mentioned it. I thought it might be rather fun.
That's the general idea.
I've never seen a stand-up comedian before. Well, apart from some of those ones on the television, and I'm not sure I always understand their jokes.
Oh, aye.
Jim's trying to broaden my horizons.
He's tried that on me a couple of times. Hasn't he worked yet, but...
Here's your toast.
Thank you. That really will put a smile back in my face.
Oh, are you feeling that down? Why?
I still need to find myself a new flatmate.
Oh, yes. Harry's gone, hasn't he? You must miss him.
He paid the rent to the end of this month. But after that...
Oh, I see. It is urgent.
You could say that.
And you can't find anyone. I am surprised.
Well, so am I.
I should have thought people would be queuing up to share with you.
Thank you, Mrs. B. You'd think so, wouldn't you?
I would. You're such a handy and helpful young man. I'd move in myself if I didn't already have a house.
That is a recommendation. I don't suppose you fancy writing me a reference.
Gladly, if you think it'd help.
I'll bear it in mind.
Please do. You were my knight in shining armour this morning, so if there's ever anything I can do for you, you've only got to ask.
Remember what I said now. Bye, Mike.
Oh, that was a facer. I didn't see that coming. Right out of left field.
Yes. I suppose we might have guessed it was something to do with the baby.
I wish we had. I wouldn't have been so unprepared.
Oh, I wish we had too. And then maybe you wouldn't have said what you said.
Well, I did my best. I mean, what are you supposed to say at a time like that?
Well, not... My dear chap, I'm so sorry.
I didn't mean I was sorry the baby had Down syndrome. I mean, though I am, of course.
There you are, then.
I wanted Mike to know how sorry I am for all the worry and heartache they're in for.
Yeah, because the baby's got Down syndrome. I mean, you're in a hole, Brian. Stop digging.
I was just shocked, Jenny. I didn't know what I was saying.
I know. And I was shocked, too.
Look, I'll put the kettle on. I think we could do with another pot of coffee, at the very least.
I just came to see how you were getting on, and oh, my giddy aunt.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you.
What in heaven's name are you doing?
I'm trying to get to the root of the problem, like I told you.
But you didn't see it would mean taking up all the bathroom floorboards, too. Well,
I didn't know it would, not until I traced the problem back in the pipework.
Well, I hope it's not staying like this for long. I mean, how are we going to use the toilet? We haven't got a downstairs loo, you know.
Well, I've left you a little pathway.
One floorboard wide?
I'm afraid that's all I can spare.
I don't see how Joyce is ever going to manage that.
Maybe if she turns sideways?
Sideways? With her hip?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, I'm sorry. You're just doing your job, man. I suppose it's only for an hour or two, isn't it?
Well, a bit longer, actually.
What?
This may take some time, Arthur. I certainly can't guarantee to have the boards down again today.
You're kidding me.
Afraid not.
But we can't manage like this for long. We're certainly not going to be able to leap over to use the bath, are we? Well, I like a bath, and Joyce finds a bath does her a power of good.
I'm sorry, I really am.
So you keep saying. But are you sure that all this is really necessary?
Oh, believe me, Arthur, I wouldn't be doing this to you and Joyce unless I absolutely had to.
Oh, well. At least I suppose we can be thankful for small mercies.
I will get it done as soon as I possibly can.
Well, you'd better. But before you do anything else, Daryl, can you put the landing floorboards back down, please? At least we'll be able to walk along there again.
I'm sorry, Arthur. No can do, I'm afraid.
Why ever not? If you think the problem's in the bathroom now...
Well, yeah, it may have started there. It still affects the landing. I need to trace the pipework the whole length to be sure.
I don't believe this.
I'm sorry, Arthur. But until I'm absolutely sure what the problem is, these floorboards will have to stay up.
I just keep thinking, there but for the grace of God.
How do you mean?
Well, I was 43 when Alice was born. It could have happened to us.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Well, don't you remember how worried we were when I had the amnio?
Well, I know you worried you might miscarry.
Yeah, well, there was probably a higher risk in those days, but it wasn't only that.
No, I know.
I barely wanted to admit it to myself. I didn't want to have to think about what I might do.
No. Instead, we got Alice.
Yeah. I was just going to get her MSc.
Oh.
Oh, poor Vicky.
I know.
All the dreams she'll have to give up on.
Oh.
It's highly unlikely she'll have another child.
I suppose so. I wonder if that's one of the reasons they went ahead with it.
Oh, well, I'm sure she wants this baby. And from what Mike said, there doesn't seem to be any doubt about that.
But you're not so sure about him.
I don't know.
Poor chap.
Oh, honestly, darling, having a child with special needs, it isn't the end of the world.
Oh, no, I wasn't thinking about that. No, I was thinking about Mike.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, I wasn't much younger than him when Rory was born.
No, I remember.
I know how exhausting it was when he came to live with us. And that was with you doing most of the work.
Yeah, thank you, darling. It is hard to be an older parent.
To any child. So how are they going to manage?
I suppose Vicky will have to give up work.
Hmm. So Mike's going to have to make up her income too, until he's how old? It's bear thinking about.
We've got to think about it. I mean, this baby will be part of Phoebe's family.
Yeah, and I wonder how she'll react.
Oh, she'll be fine. And, well, so will Mike and Vicky, but... Oh, they've still got a hard road ahead of them.
You'll get no argument from me there.
We're going to have to give them all the support we can.
Mmm. That was splendid.
Well, it is your birthday. More bacon.
Oh, I couldn't eat another bite. It's a pity I have to go and work now.
Well, Adam's keen to see how the maize is doing.
Yeah. And he won't have much to watch if I don't start harvesting it, will he?
Well, mind you back here for coffee to open your cards. The post should have come by then.
All right. Hey, thanks for your prezzy. Really looking forward to our night away. That hotel looks wonderful. And it's ages since we went to the theatre.
Well, we had such a brilliant time in Dorset. I thought we should do it more often. And this time without Ben. So I have you all to myself.
I like your thinking.
Good.
Yep, I definitely approve of having events for presents. Seems to be a bit of a theme, doesn't it? What with Josh giving me a ticket for the comedy night.
Well, I think there might have been another reason for that.
Huh?
I have a strong suspicion that's a recycled ticket.
Recycled?
I think Josh bought it for himself before he realised under-18s couldn't go.
Oh, I see. Well, still paid for it.
I suppose so.
So, in this case, it's not the thought that counts, it's the money.
Morning, Pavel.
Morning, Mrs. Aldridge.
Well, what can I do for you?
I was wondering if you knew where Adam was. I tried at his cottage, but there was no reply.
I'm sorry you've just missed him, I'm afraid. He's over at Brookfield this morning.
I just wanted to say goodbye. You know we're leaving tomorrow.
But Adam will be taking you to the airport, and you'll see him then.
I just wanted to... It doesn't matter. It's not important.
Well, it was so nice you wanted to say goodbye properly. I'm sure Adam will be very touched.
Yes?
Mm-mm.
No, I shouldn't have bothered him. Of course, he's a very busy man.
Look, Pavel, I'm not busy at the moment. Would you like to come in for a cup of coffee?
Frieda fries a long time with my breakfast. You think she'd be a bit quicker as it's me birthday?
And you should have let Clary cook your breakfast like she wanted to.
I fancied breakfast at the Bowl. Then if anybody pops in and wants to wish me the compliments of the day...
They can buy you a drink.
Well, it is my birthday.
No, really?
For all you know, it might be me last.
Yeah, well, you've been saying that for the last 30 years. I should be so lucky.
Oh, charming. That's a nice thing for a son to say to his father on his birthday.
I'm buying you breakfast, ain't I?
Quite right you are. And dinner.
Are you joking? You are making a day of it. Good thing I ain't got much on this morning.
Mike Tucker and Bert Fraser, they might drop by. And maybe the prof, too.
You mean you twisted their arm?
No. I said I thought we ought to talk a bit more about the arrangements for Apple Day.
Yeah, that's true enough, I suppose.
And if they do happen to want to buy me a pint, I shan't say no. After all, tis my
birth. Oh, I know.
Good morning, gentlemen. And many happy returns of the day to you, Joe.
Nice to be shown a bit of respect. My breakfast ready?
Nearly. Fallon wondered if you'd like some black pudding, too.
Ah, you see? What a thoughtful girl.
Now you're talking. And don't forget the fried bread.
Yeah, you'd better warn her as here for dinner and all, in case she wants to get in some caviar.
See what I used to put up with? And on me birthday, too.
Hey, I'm on your side, Joe. Party till you drop by, say.
Well, when you get to my age...
Don't start that again. We'll make a day of it, all right.
Hey, and why stop there? You can make a night of it here on Thursday.
What, with the stand-up comic? Oh, I'm not sure that's Dad's kind of thing.
Why not? I like a good joke.
Well, there'll be plenty of those guaranteed. So, shall I put you down for two tickets?
You're keen. Aren't they selling?
Well... You know, you always expect to take a lot on the door with something like this.
Yeah, I think that means they're not selling, Dad.
I don't care. I want you to go.
Oh, look, I just want to make sure it's a full house, all right? Fallon wants it all to go well, and what with her mum coming back on Thursday.
Oh, go on then. We'll take two.
Brilliant. Right, I'll go get them.
Yeah, hurry me breakfast along while you're at it, or I might not make it till Thursday.
I wanted to thank Adam for all that he's done for me.
Oh, well, I think that's very sweet of you.
I've loved being in England, and Home Farm in particular.
Ah, well, I'm pleased to hear that. And Adam will be too.
I hope so. I know I haven't always been the easiest of employees.
It's hard for you all being away from home. You do remarkably well, considering.
I didn't find it hard. I'm sad it's all over.
Well, I know you've had a lot of fun together.
It's different back in Poland. I still live with my parents. And
I see.
We get on very well, but they always want to know where I'm going, who I'm seeing.
Oh, well, I'm afraid we parents can be a bit overprotective, especially Mum's.
Yes. She didn't really want me to come.
Well, I can understand that. I've got two daughters living overseas.
It's just, well, it's hard for me to make good relationships with other young people.
Well, perhaps when you go home, you'll find it easier.
I felt so free in England.
Well, that's good.
Just to, well, be myself in a way that I can't at home. Oh, it's difficult to explain.
No, I understand. Young people often find living away from home a liberating experience, even in their own countries.
Yes.
And I'm sure that will change things for you when you get back.
Maybe. Anyway, now you know why I wanted to say thank you to Adam. I'm afraid I've been a real nuisance to him.
No. He's always been very, very complimentary about you.
Really?
Oh, yes. He said you were quite a character.
And that's a compliment in England?
Oh, yes. And between you and me, Adam's quite a character too. Probably why you got on so well.
I'd be very flattered to think I was anything like Adam.
You could always come back again next year. You'd be very welcome.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
So, Adam was impressed with our maze.
Mm. Interested, certainly. Well, I was quite flattered he wanted to see how the experts did it. Especially since he'll be reporting it all back to Debbie.
I don't know that I want him learning anything from us that might contribute to the success of that particular project.
Well, it wasn't a one-way street. I picked his brains about his new cropping plans.
Have they changed that much?
They will. He and Debbie are still fine-tuning them.
Are they still thinking of going in for lucerne?
Yeah.
It's a tricky crop to establish.
Well, at least you don't have to reseed each year.
I suppose not.
He has managed to persuade her to include a bit more wheat in the rotation.
Did she need persuading? It'd be good for the soil and an insurance policy.
Yeah, well, maybe that's the bit she didn't like. She seems determined to forge ahead with never a backward glance.
Well, I'm glad he's having some good influence on her. I just wish it was in a better cause.
Hmm.
Anyway, come on. You've got cards to open.
Oh, I'm not sure if I've got time. I really ought to be getting back to the fields if we're going to get down to the Bull and buy Joe Grundy a birthday pint.
How come it never works the other way around?
Yeah, I've been asking myself that for the last 25 years.
Well, leave the cards then, but you've got to open this. I'm dying to know what it is.
Was that for me?
No, it's for Joe Grundy. Of course it's for you.
Well, that's Elizabeth's handwriting.
I know. She brought it round. Left it with Emma. There's a card too.
Mm. Oh, look. Isn't that a beautiful picture of Lakey Hill?
Yeah. She must have got it from the gallery.
Both the twins have signed it, even Freddie.
Let me see. Oh, bless him. It's a bit wobbly.
Well, he has still got his arm in a sling. Oh, that really is beautiful.
Not the parcel. Open the parcel.
You're worse than the children.
I'm not. They'd have opened it for you. Hurry up.
I am hurrying. Don't want to tear anything. Oh, Ruth. Look at that.
Oh, David, that's fantastic.
Photographs of Borsetshire. I don't know where to start.
She's put a bookmark in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look. Here's Brookfield.
When was it taken?
1912.
100 years ago. So, is that your great-grandfather?
Oh, it must be. Yeah, look, it says, with tenant farmer John Archer.
He looks a bit like Josh there.
He does, doesn't he? A photographic history of Borsetshire. What a wonderful present. To my dearest brother David. A present to celebrate the past and look forward to the future. Your very loving sister Elizabeth.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. No need to cry then, is there?
Yes, we must do that. See you then, Mike.
Oh, Lord. That's a blow for the poor bloke.
Don't say that, Dad. You're happy enough for him when he told us about the baby.
Well, I didn't know there was anything wrong with it then. Oh, sometimes I do think...
Think what?
That them doctors can do too much.
Oh, Dad.
Well, I just mean it.
Well, promise me you won't say anything like that to Mike.
Well, of course I won't. What do you take me for?
Oh, he's obviously finding it hard enough as it is.
Yeah, well, he takes me that off to the man. I think he's very brave taking it on, especially at his age.
Oh, Dad, you can't. Oh, look, there's David. Maybe he can shut you up. David! David, mate, over here!
I don't see what's wrong with me saying that.
Yeah, I know you don't. That's the problem.
And here's the other birthday boy.
I took the liberty of getting you a pint in, Jerk. I hope that's acceptable.
I take it very kindly. Cheers, David Hunter.
Cheers.
So, how's your birthday been, David? Having a good day?
One of the best for years.
It has been.
How about you, Joe?
Oh, mustn't grumble, I suppose. Passable.
Mustn't grumble. We've been here since it opened. I've bought him breakfast and lunch.
Oh, you said passable.
This is what I like to see, happy punters.
It's David's birthday.
And Joe's.
I knew that.
Everybody knows that.
Hey, David, huh? I persuaded Georgia to continue his birthday celebrations by coming along to our comedy night. So I wondered if I could interest you in
I've already got a ticket. Birthday present.
Oh, I see.
But yeah. I'll take one. No reason why you should have all the fun.
Oh, great stuff.
Shall I pay you now, Rhys?
Thanks, yeah. Hey, why don't you make it a family night out? I think I can find you some tickets for Pip and Spencer, too.
Oh, you're a keen salesman.
Oh, he sold one to Bob Pullen earlier.
The more the merrier, you know.
Right.
And Fala wants it to be a big success, so I don't want to disappoint her.
You need to get that bag loaded, Anna. We'll find someone to help you with it then.
Adam, have you got a moment?
What do you think? No, not over there, Stefan. That's blocking the doorway.
I'm sorry, I know you're busy.
Yeah, just a bit. Has anybody seen Magda?
Only I did come around yesterday to say goodbye.
Yeah, Mum told me. Well, can someone go and find her then? She can't still be asleep.
She was very nice to me. You're lucky to have such an understanding mother.
I could do with her now to sort this lot out. You got all your stuff loaded?
Yes. That's why I thought this might be a good time.
Can you go and find Magda then? Tell her if she's not here, in the next 5 minutes, I'm leaving without her.
Fallon's in a bit of a state, isn't she?
She just really wants to impress her mum. It'll be their first night back.
Well, yeah, right, but surely they'll just be grateful she and Rhys were so good about carrying on running the pub. After all, they dropped that extra holiday on them at short notice.
Oh, no. Thailand.
It's a good thing she's got Rhys on side. He's always so positive.
Yeah, he's really stepped up to the plate.
And she's lucky to have you.
Oh.
You did a pretty good job of talking her down just now.
I hope so.
You did. She seems a lot calmer now.
Yeah, well, seems to be my day for calming people down. I was talking to Dad before you arrived.
Oh dear. Have things gone wrong between him and Vicky again? You thought they seemed a bit better on Sunday.
Oh, she's not the problem. You know, they've started to tell people the baby has Downs.
Sure.
Well, when he told Joe and Eddie yesterday, he thought they were a bit funny with him.
It is a shock.
But what really upset him was later in the evening at the ball. They seemed to be avoiding him.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they just don't know what to say.
Well, they knew what to say when he first told them about the baby. They were really nice then.
He should give them time. I know it's tough.
Yeah, I guess. But I do just wonder...
What?
Well, if they're saying what he thinks he might have said, and that's what's upsetting him.
Do you think so?
I don't know. Oh, well, Roy's finally pinned him down for a fishing trip on Friday. I'm hoping they'll be able to talk about it then, man to man.
Mm. And you're seeing Vicky this afternoon, aren't you?
Yeah. Don't worry, I'll be back in time to go through the publicity for the food fair.
Well, it is on Tuesday.
Oh, I know. I've got some ideas for special offers for the website too.
Oh, brilliant. Mm. We can really get down to it, and then I'll make us a nice supper.
Do you mean warm up one of the ready meals?
Well, we've got to check that Frank's versions are up to scratch, haven't we?
Yeah, that's all a woman wants. A partner who knows how to use a microwave.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till you hear about my plans for our wedding breakfast.
As long as they don't involve ready meals, I don't mind.
Adam! I know you were busy before, but...
Yeah, I'm still busy. Were you the last to check in?
Yes. So maybe now that's all done, you and I could...
Right, you lot, apparently you've all checked in, so we need to get straight along to passport control in case there's a queue. So follow me.
Oh, it's really nice of you to come round, Brenda. I hope you didn't take the time off specially.
No. I've got a lot of time, Owen.
Ah, I've really been looking forward to it. I've got some magazines for us to look at, see if they give us any ideas.
Great. Oh, and I found a website with the most amazing wall freezers. Oh. Fairy stories, jungle scenes, farmyard animals. There's bound to be one you like there, I think.
Oh, I can't wait.
Adam.
What?
Oh, Pablo, you made me jump.
I thought you'd gone through.
No.
Well, I think you should. Look at the queues now. You don't want to miss...
Not yet.
Not yet. Look, Pavo, you
no,
can't...
No, don't worry. I will go. I just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you?
Yes. I've had a great summer.
Ah. Good. I hope all the pickers have.
Yes, but you know it was special for me.
Pavo...
Don't worry, I'm not going to make a scene. But I couldn't leave without telling you how great it was to be a part of the wonderful life you and Ian have.
Right.
You're very lucky, Adam, to have all this and to share it with Ian.
Yeah.
Look after him. He's a lovely man. And I've had... I've had the time of my life. Goodbye, Adam.
Pavel, I... Oh, Lord.
I think that's everything.
Oh, and here's a list of the items we liked.
Great. I'm going to have a lot to show you, Dad.
He seems keener on it now.
You talking about the nursery? Or the baby?
Oh, I didn't mean to pry. It's just... We were worried about you, but then on Sunday when he showed us the baby's room,
we talked. On Friday, for the first time, really. Got it all out in the open.
Yeah, I thought something had changed.
Oh, I hope so. He's starting to want the baby now. That's the difference. And that means so much to me.
Oh, Vicky.
It was hard for him. I know it was different for me.
How do you mean?
Well, I was lucky to be pregnant at all. I'd given up hope. I never thought it would happen to me.
So the Down syndrome was easier for you to accept?
Yeah. In fact, it makes her all the more precious.
It's great that you feel that way.
My daughter will always need me, and I'll always be there to love and support her. Does that sound selfish?
Not at all. You've given up so much. You're... Freedom, your independence. Don't you mind?
I don't see it like that. I've got so much love to give a child. I've been saving it all these years. And now I know why.
Oh.
Because my little girl is going to need all of it, every bit of it. But she'll give me back just as much.
I'm sure she will.
And Mike has so much love to give too.
Yeah, he does.
I hope I can help him see that.
They'll all be safely on their way now.
Yep, all gone.
And they'll be here again before you know it.
I suppose so.
Hope you've kept a list of the good ones so you can ask them back.
Yeah, I've done that.
I think Pavel would like to come.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, he told me he'd had a lovely time.
Yeah, he told me too.
Well then.
I just don't think it's going to happen.
Well, he said you found him difficult at times.
Let's just call it temperamental differences.
Oh, I should have thought you would have got on rather well.
Would you? Why?
I wondered if perhaps he might be gay. Having a hard time being accepted.
You saw that straight away?
Yeah. Call it a mother's instinct. And you didn't realise?
No, I wish I had. I had no idea he was gay until...
Till you what? Adam?
Nothing. Doesn't matter.
You're not saying... Did something happen between you and Pavel?
Yes, something happened. I slept with him.
Sorry I'm late.
Oh, that's all right. Did you have a good time with Vicky?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good. Baby's room all sorted now then, is it?
Nowhere near. I feel a bit happier about her and Dad.
Oh, that's good.
Well, I certainly feel happy about her. I can't believe how I've underestimated that woman.
Sometimes it takes a crisis to bring out the best in people.
That's massively true in her case.
I mean, Vicky's a very all-or-nothing kind of person, whatever the situation, isn't she?
Yeah, bless her. But they're going to need a lot of support. A lot.
And we'll give it to them. You know I'm committed to that.
Even if it means putting a few other things on hold.
Like what? Not the ready meals.
Oh, no, never the ready meals. No, but, you know, I know you were joking about the wedding this lunchtime.
Not entirely. I had been wondering if we might start thinking about a date.
Not just at the moment, maybe. Not with all this other stuff going on. And talking of other stuff, where's this publicity?
I still can't take it in.
Don't, Mum. I feel bad enough as it is.
I knew things were tense between you and Ian.
Tense? We'd had this massive row, said some terrible things. I thought we were on the point of splitting up. I just had to get away.
And that's the night it happened?
Yeah. Yeah, I went to a gay bar in Felpersham. Pavel was there, which was a shock in itself. I thought I'd have a few drinks with him to take my mind off things. We were having fun. One thing led to another.
But however bad the row was, Ian, he loves you so much. If you could have seen him when you were in your coma,
I know, I don't deserve him. It's been eating me up.
And with Pavel of all people. You were his boss.
I know. And the way I've behaved since has been worse. Today, I couldn't wait to see the back of him. And then...
Yes?
He was so generous to me. So kind, really.
And you found you still had feelings for him?
No, it's not that. It was a mistake. A stupid, drunken mistake. I betrayed the man I love. Maybe the only man who's ever truly loved me. And I did it with a vulnerable young man finding his way in the world. What was I thinking?
Oh, I don't know, darling. But you need to try and work it out.
But I don't know if I can live with the guilt.
Well, you'll have to.
Should I tell Ian?
No, absolutely not.
What? You don't think he deserves to know the truth about me?
Look, does he deserve to have his heart broken so you can just ease your conscience?
Oh, Mum.
Oh, darling, I am not throwing stones. I've done stupid things. I've hurt the people I love. But, you know, that would just be selfish.
But how am I going to make it right?
Love Ian. Like he should be loved. I mean, cherish every moment of your life together and... Take care of what you've got. It's so precious. And you know that now.
Mum!
To be back. It's so good to be back.
Oh. Yeah, it was touch and go whether we made it back in time for your big night, you know?
Ah, it would have been such a shame if you missed that.
Were you delayed?
No, no, just a bit of a rush getting to the airport.
Yeah, but we're here now, that's the main thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I've missed you, darling.
And we are just in the mood for a good laugh, I tell you.
Well, our comedian will certainly do that for you.
I hope so.
And the tickets have been going well.
Well, Reese has been doing sterling work.
But if you need any help...
Oh, don't be silly. You just relax. Have a cup of tea. Ooh. Unpack a bit.
Unpack? Yeah. No, that'll keep.
Okay. Well, I'm afraid we really do need to go and start getting ready, though. Yeah. Look, Clary's through in the Permans if you want to say hello.
Oh, right. And Tug will be here soon.
What? Tug?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yes.
Tug Fowler.
Priceless. I'm laughing already.
Well, I can set it up if you want to spend some time with your mum, Fallon.
Oh, no, look, there'll be loads of time for that later. You go, love, it's your night. Enjoy it.
Okay, well, see you later then.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, see ya.
See, didn't need to worry. They've obviously been running the pub very happily while we've been away.
Yeah, it was just the staying longer. I thought that might have put a strain on them.
No, no, it seems to have given Fallon the chance to try out some new ideas. Yeah. Hey, now, how about that cup of tea?
Oh.
He seems very nice.
There's no need to sound so surprised. You liked him in Edinburgh, yeah?
Well, yeah, but I was just a punter then. I've never booked a stand-up before. I hear they can be difficult. I mean, blimey, I know bands can be.
Good thing you've got a cuddly one, then.
Yeah, well, his accent helps.
Yeah, it's not as good as mine, of course, but...
I love that Dorset burr. And, of course, as a country man himself, he's used to rural audiences.
Fallon, you'll be fine. You don't need to be so nervous.
Just want Mum to like it. Want everything to go well on her first night back. Hmm.
So things have been ticking over okay at Jack's while I've been away?
Yeah, fine. Huh? To be honest, we hardly noticed the difference.
Oh, charming. So I can resume my travels, can I?
Oh, I didn't say that. You don't tell me you've still got itchy feet.
Oh, no, no, no. That trip will do me for a long time. Oh, I'm very glad to be home. Oh,
Thailand must have been wonderful, though, on the way back.
Yeah, it was.
I've always wanted to go with all those fabulous beaches.
Yeah, well, I've got pictures of about 400 of them. You take your pick.
Hey, Kenton. You're back, then.
Nothing gets past you, does it, Dave? Good to see you, mate.
Hey, you too, mate.
Mm. Yeah, I am surprised, though. Don't tell me you've come for the comedy night.
What, are you saying I haven't got a sense of humour?
I just thought you might be a bit long in the tooth for this edgy new stuff.
Kenton, you're older than David, aren't you?
Yeah, thank you, Kirsty.
Yeah, but I've always been down with the kids.
Not if you've been saying that to them, you haven't.
Just having a go at me, because it was my birthday on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, Helen said. Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's nice someone remembered.
Hey. I remembered.
You came back 2 days afterwards to get out of giving me a present.
That's all you know. I've got you a present. Just haven't unpacked it yet.
You didn't send me a card.
I did.
What, by cargo boat? Hasn't arrived yet.
I flagged down a passing Kiwi and attached it to his leg.
Oh, is this the New Zealand version of the pigeon post?
I doubt it. Kiwis can't fly.
Huh? Well, then how come so many of them are running bars in London? Boom, boom.
That is terrible. I hope this comic's better than you.
Well, if he doesn't turn up, you two can do a double act.
No, don't worry. He's arrived.
Oh, how about the audience?
Well, Reese was doing a hard sell on the tickets.
Yeah, good lad. And it seems to have worked. Look, here come the cricket team.
Hi. Is this it taken, or are you saving it for something?
I was, actually.
That's fine. I'll find somewhere else.
Oh, no, no. Please, sit down. I was saving it for my friend Helen, but she's sitting with someone else now.
You're sure she won't want to come back?
I doubt it. They're deep in mum talk. It was potty training when I left them.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's not really my area of expertise.
Thank goodness. Please, sit down.
Thank you. Well, it's quite full, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, Fallon will be thrilled.
And such a mixed audience.
You mean there are a lot of senior citizens here?
It's a nice thing about village life, how the generations mix.
I'm not surprised to see some of them here. Jim Lloyd, for instance.
Ah, I've heard he has a reputation for acerbic wit.
You mean being sarky?
Who's he with? I'm afraid I'm not quite up to speed on everyone in Ambridge yet.
Well, that's Christine Barford.
Mm-hmm. Is she funny too?
That's so as you'd notice. She's very nice.
Well, everyone is. It's a charming village.
You haven't known us all that long, have you?
No. But there are certainly some people I'd like to get to know better.
Oh. Well, if I can be of any help.
Oh, I'm sure you can. Okay, so that's your friend Helen.
Yep.
Who's that elderly gentleman in the front row?
Oh, that's Mr. Pullen. Now, he really is old. He must have seen the original chicken cross the road.
I think this is going to be a very good evening.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
It's a packed house!
Oh, I told you it would be all right on the night.
Yeah, thanks to you and all the hard work you put in selling the tickets.
Oh, well, you found the guy, did the publicity, had the idea in the first place.
Yeah, all right. Honours even, then. I've enjoyed working on this with you, Rhys.
Yeah, I've enjoyed working with you too. We make a good team.
We do.
I really think we should... Oh. You see? We've been talking tandem.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
Maybe it's time you... Introduce tongue.
Yeah, great minds. I think so too. Well, here goes.
Deep breath, girl.
Wish me luck.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Bull Upstairs. Thank you for coming. And I know you're going to have a fun night. So without more ado, I'd like you to put your hands together for an up-and-coming star of the circuit, fresh from his triumph on the Edinburgh Fringe, Mr. Tug Fowler. I'm afraid that's the end of our evening's entertainment. But before he goes, can I please ask for one final round of applause for Mr. Tug Fowler?
Yeah, woo, woo! Brilliant, brilliant, more! Encore!
Sit down, Kenton. I don't think he's coming back.
Because no one wants him to, except you.
But it was brilliant. Didn't you think he was brilliant?
Didn't think he was as good as all that.
Well, he was funny, but some of his material weren't... Well, obviously it wasn't quite what they were expecting.
To put it mildly.
Oh, I don't know, some people just can't take a joke.
Well, I'm going down to the bar, see if I can soothe a few ruffled feathers.
Yeah, I'll come with you. When I find Ruth, I could do with a drink.
Yeah, well, I'm going to find the comedian. Tell him how good I thought he was.
Hey, if you see Fallon, tell her you've got some and all. She could do with us.
What did he say? Is he very angry?
Angry? Fallon, don't be so stupid. He thinks it's very funny.
Funny?
Yeah, he's a comedian. I mean, you'd expect him to have a sense of humour.
Well, he'd need one. They hated him.
No, not all of them. Quite a few people were laughing.
And quite a few weren't.
He said, at least they didn't throw vegetables at him. Yeah. That's always a risk when you play a country crowd. And with it being flour and produce on Sunday.
Oh, don't mention the flour and produce. I only wish he hadn't.
10 things you can do with an oddly shaped carrot. I thought that was hilarious.
Joe Grundy didn't. Or Neville Booth. The look on his face. I can't believe I've managed to alienate so many of Mum's regulars.
Oh, come on. You didn't alienate them. A lot of people were laughing. More than you think.
Mum wasn't one of them.
Look, don't worry. I've got an idea which might just help.
I'm really sorry, Mr. Pullen. That's all I can say.
No, I think that was my favourite.
Well, it was good, but not as good as the one about the scarecrow and the combine harvester.
Forgotten that one.
Oh, sounds like you've been enjoying yourselves.
We've had a great night.
Absolutely. Hey, how many farmers does it take to change a light bulb?
You think farmers can afford a spare light bulb?
Well, didn't you think it was funny, Jolene?
Well, I might have done if I hadn't been so worried about the effect he was having on some of me regulars.
Oh, yeah, they didn't always see the joke, did they?
I don't think Mr. Pullen saw any of them. He's just gone home in a huff.
Very slowly.
Oh. Don't you start on him.
Oh, no, sorry.
Well, it did take him about 15 minutes to get to the jets.
Yeah, we Tug Fowler making fun of him all the way.
Oh, it was a bit of a gift.
Well, he shouldn't have sat in the front row, always on his stake.
He only did that because he's deaf.
Well, maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah, some of the material was a bit adult, wasn't it?
Although if Mr. Pullen isn't an adult, I don't know who is.
Oh, I can see there's no talking to you tonight.
We honestly weren't the only ones who found him funny.
Look,
Jim Lloyd was laughing.
Christine wasn't.
So, how are we doing down here?
Oh, not so good. How's Fallon?
She's a bit upset, to be honest. She's gone up to the flat.
I should go and talk to her. I don't think I should leave things down here. Where's Kenton?
Talking to the comedian. Don't worry, I can hold the fort.
You sure?
Yeah.
Got some pretty disgruntled regulars.
We're not.
Hey, you're not a regular.
No, but I'd like to be.
Look, yeah? How about if I offer the grumpiest punters a drink on the house? I mean, the comedy takings will more than cover it.
Oh, brilliant. You do that. Oh, thanks, Reese. We'll go see how Fallon is.
Right. Now then, Joe, what would you say to a free pint of Shires?
I don't know what's the matter with everyone. I've had a wonderful evening.
So have I.
We should do it again sometime.
We should. Are you asking me out?
Well, if I was, would you be saying yes?
I might be.
Well, then I might be asking you.
You really aren't disappointed in me.
How could I be? I could see how much work you put into this evening.
Well, it's a pity it didn't come off.
Darling, you tried. That's the important thing.
I wanted to make your first evening back special.
You were here. That made it special enough for me.
Mm. Hey, it's all right, Fallon. You can come out of hiding. Tug Fowler's gone.
Not funny, Kenton.
What? Fallon, what's the matter?
This evening, were you there?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I was having a great time. Hey, what do you call three ducks, a bench and a war memorial? Ambridge. See, that's a good one.
You say Kenton liked him.
He's in a minority.
Yeah, well, okay, maybe he wasn't quite right for some of the locals, but, I mean, you weren't to know that until he tried.
Yeah, that's what I've been telling her.
You're being kind. If I've emptied the pub...
No, you haven't. Reese gave all the people who complained a free drink. That's pacified them a bit.
Oh, did he? Were you okay with that, Mum?
I thought it were a brilliant idea.
Yeah, he's full of bright ideas, that lad.
Yeah. Don't know what I would have done without him.
You look like you've bought up the whole shop.
Morning, Lillian. Now Roy and I are going up the Fisher Lake. Just thought I'd get us some drinks and snacks.
Well, you've got a lovely day for it.
It'll be nice to be able to relax a bit.
Busy week.
One way and another.
I heard the news about the baby.
Yeah? Oh, I think most in the village know by now.
Well, I can't think of two better people to bring her up.
Oh, that's kind.
And if there's ever anything that I can do...
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Look, I better get on. I don't want to keep Roy waiting.
Yeah, me too. I've got Matt waiting for me in the car.
Oh,
look, just the man I wanted to see. Eddie, have you got a minute?
Hey, no, sorry, Lillian. Can't stop. Catch you later.
Oh, all right. Dear. Doesn't seem very keen to see me, does he?
Don't worry, Lillian. It ain't you he's avoiding.
Don't worry, Susan. I found him. Oh, hi, Lillian.
Morning. Hope that's not going to be your lunch.
Oh, no. Ilona packs me such healthy lunches, I have to have the odd treat as well.
And where are you eating this healthy lunch? What's Matt got you working on now?
I'm at the Walters place.
Still? I should have thought you would have finished there ages ago.
No, not yet.
Oh, surprised it's taking such a long time. It's not that complicated, surely.
Well, we found more problems than we expected.
What kind of problems?
Oh, you know, pipework mainly, quite technical.
But you can handle it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I hope the Walters can. Can't be easy for them.
Yeah, well, it's only temporary, isn't it?
Well, I hope so. But I suppose if you're on it full time...
Well, at the moment... I'll be starting my new job soon. Quite excited about it.
You're leaving us? Matt didn't tell me.
No, I'll still be doing Amside work, just not quite so much, you know.
And Matt knows about this?
Yeah, of course. I'm surprised he didn't tell you.
Well, what are you doing?
It's a church restoration. St Matthew's in Fawcett Magna.
Oh, yes, I know it.
Yeah, they're refiguring the Lady Chapel, so they need me to move the pews and restore some of the damaged panelling.
Oh, it's a big job then.
Skilled job. Proper carpentry. It's what I like.
It's nice you can use your skills.
Mm. And the boss is quite happy about me fitting it in with my Amside work. He's a nice bloke.
Local firm, are they?
No, they're based down south. But he has done work round here before. Paul Morgan.
Paul Morgan?
Yeah. Do you know him?
Yeah.
we have met.
You don't know that. He might just have been busy.
Well, too busy to stop and gossip with Lillian? I don't think so. Ah, he's been funny with me ever since I told him about the baby, him and Joe. Well,
maybe it'll take some time to get used to.
Suppose I shouldn't be surprised.
But you're okay, aren't you? I mean, you and Vicky seem much happier together on Sunday.
Yeah, we are.
And you're happier in yourself?
Yeah, of course.
Dad?
Oh, I don't know. There's still so much to think about.
Like what? You know you can tell me.
No. You must be fed up with me moaning on.
Of course I'm not. If something's worrying you...
It'll keep. We're going to have a nice, relaxing morning fishing and then a well-earned pint at the ball. That'll do me much more good than a lot of belly aching.
You took your time.
Yeah, sorry.
You okay?
Fine, yes, I just got talking to Daryl.
What, in the shop?
Yeah, he was buying some crisps for his lunch.
Very sustaining.
He got a healthy packed lunch from Ilona. He wanted to jazz it up a bit.
You two must have had quite a chat.
Well, he's a friendly guy.
Yeah, he likes to talk. What was it today?
Oh, this and that. Anyway, look, we'd better get going if we're going to avoid the traffic on the bypass, haven't we?
How are you getting on?
A bite earlier. Seen a bit of movement. See how we do now. How about you?
Nothing doing my side. I'm enjoying myself, though.
Yeah. Calms you down, doesn't it? Helps you get things in proportion.
What about Eddie?
Maybe I was reading too much into it.
So have you got other things in proportion, too?
Such as?
Whatever it is that's worrying you so much.
You're not going to let that go, are you?
Well, a trouble shared is a trouble halved.
Not this one. Doubled, more like. Oh,
can't be that bad. Whatever it is, we can do something about it.
No, we can't. Not unless you can turn back time. I'm too old, Roy. Mind, I'm going to cast again.
Oh, okay.
There, looks good.
You're not too old.
I am. But I shan't have the energy, the... patience for any child, let alone...
That's ridiculous. You have enough for Phoebe and Abby. You're a fantastic granddad.
It's different.
No, it's not. They love being with you. I mean, Phoebe didn't have a problem when we told her about the baby.
Really? She wasn't frightened?
Frightened? What of?
Well, her being different. Oh,
kids think it's a good thing to be different these days. School's always telling them so.
I suppose that's true.
And there's a girl in her class who's got a brother with Downs.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, apparently he loves music.
There's that movement again. I'll try retrieving.
With a figure of eight?
That'd be best. Gently does it.
Hayley said something very wise to me.
Oh, she's a wise woman. Yeah, definitely something there this time.
She said... It takes a special person to bring up a child with special needs.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
And you are that person.
Oh, that's lovely, but I ain't sure it's true.
You are. We know how much love you have to give, how strong you can be for your family. And anyway, Hayley and I will support. Look, we've talked about this. We're committed to my sister.
She's not Hayley's sister.
Phoebe's not her daughter. Has that ever made any difference?
Look, son, you've got your own family to think about.
Look, she is my family. Hayley's too. That's what I'm saying. Brenda feels the same way. You saw how excited she was getting about the nursery, let alone the baby. I mean, she's in it for the long haul, and so am I.
I've got him!
Play him a bit, Dad. Let him run a little bit.
Oh, he's a real fighter. Look at him, run.
Well, tire him out. When he releases, bring in the line.
Be ready with the net, Roy.
Watch out for the branches.
Sir?
Keep him away from that overhang.
You're so right. He's a real fighter. Now, slowly, Dad. He's tiring. Yep. Come on, bring him in. So I've got the net ready. Get him in!
Looked like you needed that.
Oh, I did.
One of those mornings, eh?
It's bad enough having one boss, let alone two.
What, Matt and Lillian?
I mean, why can't they just talk to each other? I'm sick of being piggy in the middle.
Wouldn't be the first time that those two... Oh, I'm sorry, I've just seen someone I need to have a word with. Excuse me.
Yeah.
So, what do you fancy? A pint?
Yeah, it'd be great.
Okay, just...
Mike, morning, mate.
You're speaking to me now, are you?
Oh, I'm sorry about earlier. In fact, look, have you got time for a chat?
Go on. You can talk to Eddie while I get the drinks in.
That'd be great. It won't take long, okay?
All right, then.
I wanted to say I'm sorry for the way Dad and I were when you told us about the baby.
Yeah.
It was just... Well, it was a shock.
Yeah, I could understand that. The way you've been avoiding me ever since.
I know. I'm sorry.
Is this what it's going to be like?
No, of course not. It was... Well, it was difficult with Dad. He's a bit of a dinosaur.
Just him?
I was so nervous about what he might say. Lord knows what I said.
Well, not much.
Thought it might be better if we just steered clear of you for a bit.
And you're going to keep on doing that?
No, of course not. That's why I wanted to talk to you.
About Joe?
About me. I know I didn't handle it very well.
If you've got a problem, Eddie, I'd rather know.
I haven't. I'm sorry I've been such a pillock about this. Honestly, I think this will be one lucky baby to have you and Vicky as parents.
Really?
Really. Oh, it'll be a hard road, but ain't it always with kids? Lord knows I've had enough dramas with my two.
Yeah, that's true.
And if you ever need anything, anything at all, well, I'm your man.
Well, thanks, Eddie. I do understand. Even Joe.
He wishes you all well. Honestly, he does.
It's not as if it's been easy for me to come to terms with it. Maybe that's why I found your reaction hard to take.
It can't have been easy.
Well, I'm getting there. Got my family and friends behind me.
Absolutely.
And Vicky's so happy.
Puts everything in a different light.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in a much better place than I was this time last week.
Lunch is nearly ready.
Oh, thanks, Puss. I'll just save this.
Daryl tells me he's still working at the Walters.
Yes, right.
And you think he should be?
Got to get the job finished.
Well, does it have to be Daryl who finishes it?
Yeah.
But there's other work he could be getting on with.
Like what?
Well, the big flat conversion on the Borchester Road.
Oh, don't worry about that. I've got men I can put over there.
And Daryl's one of them. Surely it'd be much easier to take him off the Walters job and get him started there.
Since when you take such an interest in who's working where?
I take an interest in what's best for the business.
I know what I'm doing.
You just don't like to admit I'm right.
I don't see that you are.
No. Well, Borchester Road is our priority, agreed?
Yeah.
We've already got rent coming in from the Walters.
Correct.
And the sooner we finish Borchester Road, the sooner we'll have rent coming in from there.
Of course.
Which means using Daryl to speed things up. Unless you've got some special reason for wanting him to carry on working at the Walters.
All right, you might have a point.
Of course I do.
Maybe it would make sense to pull Daryl out of the Walters. You're right. Borchester Road is a priority.
That's what I said.
I'll tell him to finish up today and get over there on Monday. Happy?